This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
Best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Welcome to Lady, everybody.
Yeah.
Make it loud. Thanks so much for coming out. We're excited to see you.
Can you guys hear me and Tess okay?
Not me.
Switch your mic out.
We've got 10 mics, so turn it on.
Turn it on.
You got to turn it on.
Turn it on.
Push
turn
the button on. There we go.
That.
Oh, there we go. We're
What's
there.
Up? All right. Jesus Christ. It's been a time, you guys. We had a little snafu. It's fine. I had to go run and get something really fast.
Yes.
And I've liked Gainesville so far, except for the fact that your Target closes at 5 p.m.
5 p.m.?
This isn't a real city. Fuck all of you.
That's not a real Target.
5 p.m.
Oh, there's a
Target down the street.
Wrong Target?
What the fuck does that mean?
It just shouldn't be a Target. Of course.
There is no wrong Target. I didn't have time to go find the correct. I didn't have time to be like, excuse me, sir, what's the correct Target?
It's a decoy Target for the out of towners. That's
God
what it is.
God damn it. We went to the tourist Target.
Yeah,
we
went to the tourist Target. That's what happened.
Why it closes at 5? Because they don't want the drunk college kids there? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Brandy's trying to. Yeah.
There we go. Much better.
Thank God Publix saved us. So just so you know,
Publix?
As always, yes.
Yeah, Publix sounds like an STD to me.
It sounds like a depression drug. What the fuck am I saying?
Yeah,
no,
antidepressant.
Yeah,
wait, or a drug that gives you depression.
Drug. You're too happy. It's 2017. You need some Publix.
Take it down a notch, please. Publix sounds like an STD that you get that universal healthcare fixes.
That's fun. We're figuring out.
The lights are going to keep changing throughout the show.
They have
no control over
it. It's like a very, very slow strobe light.
Mm-hmm. It's like we're in like a restaurant in the 80s where you would take a date.
It just feels like
the Rainforest Cafe.
That's where I take all my dates.
Yes, like whenever the lights change, a thunderstorm is about to happen.
Yes.
Or like an elephant stampede will happen.
Wait, what if we can do this? Okay, a thunderstorm, everybody rub your hands together.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then do, I don't know this. Oh my God, it's a Rainforest Cafe! For yourself.
It feels like it's raining. I love it.
Who knows what you're doing right now? Who's at Lady to Lady?
Everyone knows why you're
up. Yes. All right, cool.
By the way, you guys, we can now say that we made it rain for us in Florida.
Yeah. No big deal. Oh, also, we're in costume. How do you
We're in costume.
Just realize we should address that.
I'm Deanna Troi. I couldn't get the hair wall correct, so it's just down.
Wait, can you say what your plan B was?
My plan B was Carrie Bradshaw from Sex and the City.
She had a good Carrie Bradshaw.
I had it at the hotel, like, trying on both outfits, and then being like, Carrie wasn't right.
Well, and then I love how you were like, she was going to be Carrie Bradshaw, and then she was like, I'm going to be Deanna because that'll catch more dick. I'm like, then Carrie Bradshaw?
Look where we are.
At Fest. No, this is the Deanna Troi crowd. This is for sure.
Yes, obviously. Even the 27-year-old guy I just met on Tinder was like, don't read my mind. I mean, come on.
Yeah. You know exactly what you're doing. This is the second city I've been to with Barbara in a month. And I mean, just getting to see her out-of-town Tinder game has been...
Is anyone here from it? No, I don't think they did. I don't think they came.
She was inviting guys to shows, like really multitasking.
Yeah,
making them happen.
You just told me you were going to check out a band, and I'm like standing next to you, and I'm like, this random guy walks up and they just hug as if they already know each other. Like, don't mind me, I'm just the tall minion over here.
I'm running five apps at once, you guys. I'm not fucking
around. I mean, you're multi. multitasking game with dick is out of control. Like, yeah.
It's more with attention, but thank you.
Sure.
Tess, you're not the only one looking for a banana.
Banana.
It's a minion joke.
She's wearing a minion costume.
I love minions.
They're really fucking great.
Let's introduce our guest because I want to get to the drinking part.
Sure. Yes. Sure. She's fucking awesome. She is a Renaissance woman of Gainesville. She's an amazing comedian. She's also a performer, a musician. She's in the band No More. Jenarchy, everybody.
Jenarchy! Get in here.
Yeah. Figure out which one of these makes noise correctly.
See if that one makes noise.
Does that work?
Make some noise!
I think, it should be on.
It's on.
Yeah! Jenarchy, everybody.
Give it up for Jenarchy.
Hey. Thanks for having me.
How's your fest going so far?
Awesome. I've played 3 sets so far. I got a couple more to go.
Shit, stoked. You have a show later tonight, right?
Yeah, 1 a.m. at the Hardback.
Mm. Yeah.
So also known as Sunday morning.
Yeah, time.
You know, we came up with The Breeze on Sunday. All right, I'm sorry. That was a No Doubt.
No Doubt cover band.
Lyric.
We'll be seeing them later tonight.
Yes.
In an hour?
In an hour. We might not be seeing them later tonight.
Pack up real fast. Yeah. Guess we're not singing Against Me. Okay, we'll see what happens.
What are you talking about? There's something else happening at the same time as this?
No.
I didn't know that. It's fine. You guys are the true heroes for being here.
We have a couple. We have an unopened 4 Loco.
Okay,
ones,
so
oh, yeah, let me get mine.
A non-Tinder guy that we met at the bar last night. Nice British boy. Not here. Okay. mentioned that he started drinking 4 Loco at 2 p.m. yesterday, and I was like, oh man, yeah, it's gonna be one of those.
And we love 4 Loco. We don't love it, but we.
Oh no, it's horrible.
We hate it, but we love it. Jen, we have a lot of 4 Loco history.
Have you ever drank this?
What's your 4 Loco feelings?
I don't give a shit about 4 Loco.
You're just totally neutral? Totally neutral?
Yeah.
Fucking straight edge. Yeah.
Oh, you don't drink at all?
It's my costume. Militant brandy.
So we ran to the liquor store real quick. And
by the way, the 4 Loco flavors here are insane.
What is it? I think just overall, it's been a while since we drank them. And it used to be actual flavor, like watermelon or apple. And now it's literally just gold or Blaze.
Yeah. So I went with Blaze OBS.
Yeah.
Does it taste like gold. Fire?
We're about to find out.
Fire
Let's
or
get that sweet.
I'm expecting it to taste smoky, I guess, or spicy.
Okay, all right, we'll see. Well,
and taste test.
I mean,
you
this
guys
is just
cheers this for
cheers.
Sorry,
bitch.
We're gonna cheers over
cheers.
You, Jen.
But little brief history, Barbara and I with 4 Loco. We've been drinking it for a long time. There was one night that we had a 4 Loco night. This is like 7 years ago. Remember when we woke up? Barbara and I woke up with our hands. We woke up on our friend's couch with our hands in the same Dorito bag.
That's like that's such a Lady and the Tramp situation.
Isn't that cute?
But with 2 tramps.
Yeah,
totally 2 tramps. Okay, cheers, bitch.
Cheers. This smells horrible.
This
already.
Is awful.
You don't. Can I smell it?
Whoa, you can smell it.
I'm straight edge when it's time to drink a 4 Loco.
Fucking right, Jen. Yeah. Ooh, no.
It smells like a Red Bull. You know the deal. Mine's a little pineapple-y.
Oh, yeah? You want to trade?
Yeah, let's trade.
Gold.
Okay, anyway, we're trying to, we're in a college town, and we're going to try to get into a frat party tonight was the idea.
We would like to sneak into a frat. We saw a sign that said no hate outside of one, so we thought we would try that one.
I just said, since I'm dressed as like a clairvoyant character, I'm going to go up to the creepiest looking guys and be like, I know what you did.
There's probably going to be a lot of guys at that frat who watch Star Trek, I bet.
Yeah. Jeez, not one of the most popular series of all time, Tess.
Fucking TNG till I die.
Give me my gold back.
Take it back.
Okay.
So anyway. Which one do you like better, yours or mine?
I like mine.
Yeah, mine's kind of gross.
All right.
So we're buying our 4... God.
So what are we... So you've done this many times. This fest, yeah.
Yes, I've fested. I've fested many times.
You're fested Festivus. Many times. So what, do you have any hot fest tips?
Bring a couple pairs of underwear.
Oh.
Yeah.
For one night at a time, or like, so you can peel them off like an onion as the night goes on?
Yeah, put them all on
and
just take them off one at a time as the night goes on.
Because you never know when you're going to accidentally play strip poker.
Yeah. Or you're going to sweat through a pair of underwear, and you don't want to be in sweaty underwear all night.
Yeah.
It's the sweat factor, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good tip.
Yeah. Well, you guys all did it, so you guys want to take off your first pair right now?
Just get a pile together right in the middle, and then we'll light it on fire and dance around it and really show this theater who's boss.
Oh, yeah. We're going to haunt the fuck out of this place.
Yeah, exactly. With everyone's sweaty underwear.
We're on sweaty panties.
Sweaty panties. Oh. Ugh.
That's my least favorite band at Fest. Sweaty panties.
The Netherglades!
Hell yeah.
Yes. Points over there.
Oh, man. Points! You win at midnight.
So we live in Los Angeles. We mm-hmm. flew in to Orlando, mm-hmm. and we had a free day on Friday, so we decided to go to Casadega, Florida. Has anybody here ever been to Casadega?
Do you know Casadega? Okay. No,
it's awesome.
If you guys let... Yeah, you gotta go if you haven't been there.
Yeah, it's a crazy psychic town that is... It's a tiny town full of psychics, and that's where psychics go to train. Yeah. So there's like a camp where they study, and then there's also like a hotel that's just like the second floor is just full of psychics. But they're like Florida psychics. They're just like chain smoking and chugging that's big awesome. Gulps outside.
And like reading shitty like Pulp Fiction.
Oh, yeah. It's like everyone's got like a weird tooth thing. Mm-hmm.
Okay, by the way, you awesome. Guys are both talking about my psychic who had Yeah, she was reading Pulp Fiction on the porch, and when I met with her, she wasn't missing a tooth, mind you. She just literally had a hole in her teeth, as though someone had shot right through her teeth.
Her teeth looked exactly like Tori Spelling's tits in 90210.
Okay, I don't know what that means.
You don't remember Tori Spelling's tit hole?
No, I don't know.
It sounds familiar. No. Is it like a?
Remember when she got the boob job? It was like they made it where like the boob.
It's like a concave.
It's a concave with a keyhole. You could put like a beer in Tori Spelling's tits. Right.
Does anybody else understand that?
Watch the college years.
One guy.
Thank you.
One guy sitting alone in the dark.
Wait, yeah. Just say that again. Does anybody get this?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like you're just describing how boobs work.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, just right there. That's it.
Last time I flew, I was like, oh, I'm just going to use my boobs as a wallet. And it was super convenient, but I did really, like, I was kind of weirding people out a couple times. Like, if people are a little weird when you're like,
well, in the
I don't
middle,
use
yeah.
a boob wallet. Uh-uh. You get too much loss down there.
Yeah.
You put it in on the side. I feel pretty good about that.
There's a lot of loss last quarter.
Yeah, I am not. It's
not anymore.
It's kind of fun to find some change at the end of the day, though, right?
Yeah.
You like, go home and you're like, oh, hey, yeah. I got 25 cents hidden in there. Could buy a sticker with my tit change.
These days. Okay, let me say something. Okay. People aren't going to like this, by the way.
Oh, boy.
I was madly trying to find parking to get back here. And we saw this earlier when we went to get Tess's overalls. Oh, this is not going to go well the parking.
What's about to happen?
Anyway.
Oh, yeah, it's not going to go well.
It's not going to go. No, it's fine. it was just a joke that we made because we were trying, there's no parking anywhere, but there's a spot for veterans that was like combat or wounded. And I was like, we're women. Give us the parking. I was like, we've been living in this society for over 30 years. We deserve a parking space.
Ah, you're stealing valor. I see.
Yeah. And we're trying to get in. And we're trying. And it was literally the only one outside of this theater that was open.
Yeah.
And I was like, God damn it. That's it.
I told you.
Yeah, it's fine. I didn't expect it.
It's kind of weird to rank handicap spaces like that.
Yeah.
You were just born this way? No, you can't park here.
It's like an order of oppression type situation.
Because in LA, they do have some, like at the Century City Mall, they have special spots for pregnant ladies.
Yeah, it's like the food pyramid of
parking
spaces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Well, white women have been the grain on the bottom for a long time.
Yeah.
And we learned that was fake.
Yeah.
Now it's a food circle. What the fuck is it now? It's a plate.
They changed the shape?
They changed it to a plate. Now it's like, here's as much protein as you should have and stuff.
That makes much more sense than food. A food pyramid, wasn't it bread on the bottom? It was like, like ridiculous. It was like 8 to 12 servings of bread. Yeah. I don't have 8 to 12 servings of anything.
Well, it's also like the food pyramid. A pyramid scheme is literally a pyramid, and then they put food inside of a pyramid scheme. How did we not see that they were fucking lying to us?
Seriously.
That's the shape of a conspiracy.
Because people still get tricked by pyramid schemes, even though they know they're in that shape. So I think...
Yep.
Sorry. Anyway, who wants to buy Nutrilife or whatever the fuck it's called? All right.
Yeah, I got some pills I can sell you.
Yeah,
Four Locos are a pyramid scheme.
I got a job building some pyramids, you know.
Are you a time traveling alien? Wait, yeah, that's right. I think aliens did it.
The original pyramid scheme.
Yeah. You just have to recruit eight of your other friends to help you build it, or you don't get paid.
Anyway, so Casadega, yeah, my fortune was somewhat bullshit.
Yeah,
but
I felt bad because yours was the shittiest.
Yeah, you didn't get a good
one. It wasn't very good. That's fine. What are you going to do?
I mean, that's a risk you take with a psychic, right?
The thing is, she told me in the beginning, like, if this isn't going well, tell me. But what the fuck do you say? Like, yeah. You suck?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It's also like you don't want to insult a psychic because you, like, don't really know what they're capable of. It's exactly. Like, are you going to, like, monkey's paw me or something? Am I going to get, like, fucked with? Like,
it was really funny because she did, like, a few ritual things before, which is, you know, I would expect.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, sorry about the OCD. And I was like, what? I thought that was just, like, part of... Yeah, I would assume you were going to chant something.
She's like washing her hands over and counting.
Yeah.
Poking her nose and counting on my... Yeah.
How do you have OCD and a hole in your two front teeth?
Maybe that's where she got the hole from. She's been tapping, tap, 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 tap.
Shouldn't the psychic know if it isn't going to go well?
Exactly. Yeah, it wasn't... She said a lot of things about me that weren't right that I was like, I guess I'll just keep going. Yeah. She was like, oh, you definitely don't want to be married by like 29. And I was like, okay, well, not going to happen. Skipped that boat.
Yeah, don't worry. Yeah, she was your psychic from like 5 years ago. She's time traveled in the wrong way.
Oh, maybe that's what I should think about it as. Yeah.
Totally, because time is a flat circle anyway. Time is a food circle.
Yeah.
Wanted your fortune from present day. Oh.
Right. I wanted my fortune from the 90s. What's going to happen to my Tamagotchi? <That's>
We got a town full of psychics and they still didn't tell us about 9/11. That's all I'm saying.
True.
Why didn't anybody predict this shit?
Actually, Nostradamus did.
Oh, did he? It's the ultimate psychic.
Yeah.
We were talking about just how gossipy those psychics must be, though. Because they all live in a very small town, like the hierarchy.
Yeah.
And like, you know, who believes is legit and who they're like, oh, no, fuck you. You're just faking it.
Oh, you're one of the hotel psychics? You fucking hack.
Yeah.
Loser.
Because there were psychics with their own houses, you know?
We kept walking around, and they had, like, all their houses were brightly colored, and they had signs with, like, their medium names and their numbers in the windows. And we're just like, what's happening here?
It was really spooky.
And they still all had their, like, hurricane shutters up. So, like, every house looked like they were, like, a psychic shut-in lived inside all of them. It was really, really spooky.
How do you guys feel about your fortunes overall, though?
I feel good about mine, but not like she really predicted anything. Like, it was more like I just needed someone to be, like, write down, put stuff in a calendar. That was her biggest advice she gave me.
Yeah. I feel like a psychic a lot of time is like a good, just good advice.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If you choose to take it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd give it like a B minus.
Hey, how do I not get a giant hole in my front teeth?
Yeah.
I should have asked.
Yeah. What did you, and then she takes off her face and it's you in the future. Like, oh, fuck. Well, the lights change.
Ooh, sexy.
She's here.
Jen, have you ever been to a psychic before?
No.
Yeah.
Do you believe in them?
I'm going to try it out.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah, they're like fun.
It's one of those things. You're like, I'll take from it what I need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did all like buy stones because we were like, I don't know. We're like in their home. I guess we should buy these.
Yeah. Well, and also we live in Los Angeles where crystals are very expensive. So I did feel like we were getting, like, it's like in Amsterdam, the Heineken is cheap. I was like, hell yeah, I want some crystals.
Yeah. It's like buying cigarettes out of town or something.
Yeah.
We really should have stocked up on the quartz to take back and sold it in our trunks in LA.
Totally.
Fucked up.
Maybe the way back.
Yeah.
Remember I told you, I can't remember who it was, but this guy I met who was like, yeah, just go shoot rocks and then sell it to people. Like, he was like, that's crystals.
Who told you to shoot rocks?
Somebody told, they didn't tell me that they do it.
Oh.
He's like, yeah, just go find rocks and shoot them and then I sell the crystals inside.
Amazing.
That's so funny.
What we're buying.
Maybe that's how her tooth got shot out. She was shooting rocks for their store, and it ricocheted into her mouth, and she caught it like Penn and Teller.
I don't think Penn and Teller catch a bullet.
It's like that's more.
Do they not do that?
Annie Oakley. It's like an Annie Oakley trick.
Yeah.
Wait, excuse me, sir. What? Did the Penn?
This is the same guy who knew about Tori Spelling.
Catching a bullet in his mouth is Teller's big trick.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Well,
I'm just gonna keep going to you. What's your name?
Scott.
All right.
Scott's got the knowledge. Jen, we wanted to ask you some Florida questions.
Yeah. Okay. I'm like Florida woman.
Yeah. This is Barbara and Tessa's first time in Florida.
Yes.
Are you from here or where are you from?
Yeah, I was born here.
In Gainesville?
In Florida.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, well, this is
very evasive.
Sorry.
Well, it's like one of those things where you're like, I'm not going to tell you exactly where because you're not going to know where. And then we'll be like, go
I have a question. Like, whenever you talk to somebody from Michigan and they're like, I'm here on the, this is where I live. Do guys in Florida just say, this is where I am? And they just pull out their dick and you point to the spot on the dick where you're from.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, there you go.
Where on the Florida dick are we? We're on the shaft right now, right?
Yeah. We're like far up the shaft though.
Yeah.
We're like, yeah.
We're almost at the base. What are the nuts of Florida, though? There's no nuts.
Georgia?
No. Florida is like a dream
day. Tallahassee and
Tallahassee.
I think people like to talk shit on Tallahassee.
Yeah. It's pretty rough. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, it's bad. Bad, bad place. Yeah.
More like Tallahussies, am I right?
Hey. There we go. Yes, we'll take it.
Next question.
All right, yeah, sorry, we know nothing about Florida or anything, so these are a few generally maybe Florida questions. Answer them any way you'd like to.
Yeah. Who is the most famous person from Gainesville?
Tom Petty, Laura Jane
Oh,
Ray.
I know Tom Petty was from
here.
Yeah, Tom Petty.
Fuck yeah.
He seems so from Southern California.
Yeah.
But you know, I'm from Southern California, and everyone in California thinks I'm from here. And then I was like, okay, now that I'm here, I've been mistaken for a Florida local several times this weekend. People are asking me for direct. I'm sure it has nothing to do with the Minion costume and the Four Loko.
You seem like an authority figure in the overall.
Thank you. I like went downstairs and I accidentally popped into the wrong dressing room and I just like stuck my head in, and as I was leaving I just heard like uproarious laughter. Like, these people were so stoked that a Minion popped in. I was like, hell yeah! This is what I play for.
My costume is I'm a Snapchat filter.
Oh, that's good.
It's got kitty hat ears.
Put a lot of thought into it.
Yeah, that's good.
Your eyes are really big and scary too. It's great.
Isn't it weird how we were like, now everybody needs to look like a fuckable mouse?
Yeah.
I mean, do you guys think that furries are upset? Are we appropriating furry culture from their... Because I feel like they're just like, everyone looks like animals now. Everyone looks like sexy animals now.
Everyone's not working for it. Well, it's like creeping people on the internet. Before, like, Facebook. I think it's the same thing.
Yeah.
There's furries that are like, back in my day, you had to buy a costume and pretend it was Halloween.
Yeah, you had to, like, book a hotel in the middle of nowhere and meet in your full-size fox outfits.
Oh yeah. I was a mascot for years before they finally gave it to me to take home for one night. Just waited. Bided my time. Now they're like, Snapchat. Yeah.
Are you a Snapchatter, Jen?
No, not too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you try Snapchat for a month and then you quit, right? That's the deal?
I did recently film a music video entirely on Snapchats.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Makes your thumbs really tired.
Yeah. Damn. That's pretty cool.
Do you know what? I didn't know we were supposed to be texting with our thumbs. I do middle finger.
Wait, really? You type with your middle finger?
Yeah.
I do it weirdly too. I do middle finger and pointer finger.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just
straight up thumbs. Straight up.
No way. That feels like, yeah.
No, because I used to have an old roommate. She's since gone crazy, but she would enter sidekick texting competitions and she would win them. You guys know sidekicks.
Sidekicks were the shit. I loved my sidekick. Are you fucking kidding me?
She was a nationally ranked sidekick texter.
Whoa.
And she would win money.
Do not clap for that. The death of society.
A standing ovation.
That was the easiest. That we peaked there. Sidekicks, we peaked. That was the best.
I like that you said we peaked and I said it was the death of society.
But like, we had keyboards. Why did we get rid of them? That was the easiest thing to text on.
No,
like,
I know.
Who's the national T9 texting championship? I'll be impressed by that person.
That's true. It was also very impressive the way a sidekick would like snap out.
You know?
You'd be like, I got something to say. And
you'd
be there.
It's fucking great. Paris Hilton as fuck.
Yeah. Mm. It's very Paris Hilton. Mm-hmm.
I might be bailing on this fairly soon. It's disgusting.
All right. Well, let me know, because I'm not going to drink more than you.
You already have.
Have I?
I don't know.
Grosser than yours.
It's just really rough. It's just so sweet.
Yes, disgusting.
Okay, anyway, sorry.
Finished my fucking water.
Yes!
Yeah! Fucking straight
pee
edge!
On it! I don't know why I just said pee on it. I just really wanted to.
You still pee on it, too.
It just, like, looked... It's just in the center. Okay, all right. Next question. Tom Petty. What is your favorite Florida urban legend?
Or it could be any urban legend.
Saying urban with Florida does not make any sense at all.
I don't know. I don't get it.
Is there like a...
Like, you know, like an old wives' tale about like a ghost that haunts a, or like alligator
big,
or something
a
like that.
Foot or some shit here. Is there like a Florida monster?
It's not like... It's not that I don't believe in ghosts, but I just don't... I don't give a shit about ghosts. Like, I've got enough drama in this realm. I don't need other realmly drama.
I've got enough drama in this realm. That's so funny. I don't know. That sounds like the opening to a psychic reality show, like where she turns around, she's like, I've got enough drama in this realm.
That's her, like...
That's her intro line.
That's her Real Housewives line.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of old bars and stuff that are like rumored to be haunted in town. Like,
oh, okay.
Like, I don't care.
Gotcha. I love how flippant you are. These ghosts are just like, yeah, hey, man, I tried, but Jen just doesn't give a fuck. Oh, man.
I've been flipping tables and throwing jars.
God, I've cut all of her shirts into belly shirts.
In her house, and she's like, fuck you, I've got to go to the DMV.
Everyone's ghost stories are always just like so random. Like, oh, I thought I turned the light on over the stove off, but they, you know, the ghost turned it on. Like, that's not what a ghost is going to do. Yeah. You know? Like, what if you're going to come back from the dead, you're going to do some real shit. Like,
yeah,
you know, visit your ex-lover while they're trying to move on or something.
That's good.
Yeah, exactly.
I for sure talked about this before, but I don't care. There was some movie I'm watching. I think it's Apollo 13. Is that it's one of the asteroid movies or something.
Armageddon?
I think it's Armageddon.
Deep Impact.
No, I think it's Deep Impact. It's Deep Impact.
Okay,
they're in the thing and they're like, we know we're going to die, so we better say goodbye to our loved ones.
Yeah.
And this like this guy's talking to his wife through the thing and he goes, baby, I'm going to haunt you. And I was like, fuck you. It's so like threatening.
Seriously.
You're like, I never want you to move on. You're going to love someone in 5 years and I'm going to hover.
The door flew open and they just slapped the dick right out of my mouth.
That's my next excuse next time I realize halfway through a blowjob I don't want to be doing it anymore.
Oh, my God, my dead husband. Can you imagine?
My dead husband will definitely get you out of any blowjob. That's for sure.
Damn, I gotta pull that card.
It's a real Barb hack right there.
Also, I love the idea of you realizing midway through a blowjob. I know what you mean, though.
I probably would, but I mean, just like, you know, when sometimes you're like, oh, this was the wrong choice.
Totally, yeah. It's like when you
never
wear...
never happened to me, but
it's like when you wear, like, platform shoes to Six Flags or something. I'm like, why'd I do this? Yeah. I'm going to be here for a while, and this is not very comfortable.
Somewhere around minute 45. No.
Yeah. Or when they got... where the flesh tastes weird.
What? When the flesh tastes weird? You just became a Florida urban legend.
When the flesh, high in the sky,
Barbara Gray.
Is that your dirty talk, Barbara?
The flesh tastes
like
weird.
Like some gum that loses its flavor after a while.
Imagine if you were hooking up with anyone and they said the flesh. Ew.
This flesh tastes.
What if I
flesh
see that dick and I say
body.
To the dick, "It's nice to meet you in the flesh." Well, that would be appropriate if someone had sent you a dick pic and you'd seen it before and then you met them.
That's true. Yeah,
I'm gonna do it next time.
Yeah.
I got a text.
Oh, speaking of, should we do that? What we're talking about?
I don't think we have time. Should we?
Let's do it real quick.
Okay, we were at the bar last night. We met this, like, the douchey, such a douchey man named Joey. And
by the way, your idea to go meet him.
That was my idea to meet him.
Wait, I thought we were going to meet him because you wanted to meet him.
No, that guy that was at the bar last night.
That's who we were talking. Oh,
the douchey guy
know
at
it
the
was
bar.
The same guy.
Yes,
I thought it was a rando that you found on Twitter.
No. That guy who like pulled me was like Barbara.
Oh,
come over here.
That's Joey.
Yes. Okay. So,
well,
this guy started talking to us. Whatever. And then we left the bar and we went back in there for a second on our way out and we were like, oh, is that guy still in here? The bartender was like, he's gone. Like he'd been hitting on her all night and she fucking was super annoyed by him and I guess he gave her his phone number and then she was like, everyone's prank calling him. Mm-hmm. So
we thought we would maybe add
onto the pile and prank call him on the show.
On top of that, I think I'll be the one to do it.
Yes. Tess is a notoriously bad prank caller. So
she's very, very bad. It's It's exciting. The nervous giggle is going to get real bad in a second.
So we decided our plan was what? We're going to call and be like, Joey, I met you last night.
Met you last night.
Oh, and like, I think no, you're so, I want you to meet my parents. What's your address?
Yeah, I'm going to act like I'm really like attached to him. I already told my parents about him.
You should be like, this is the bartender, because that's always...
No,
like,
but I don't want her to get in trouble. Yeah. I don't want him to go back to that
Let's
bar.
Say,
that she
should
him.
We say I met him, we hung out last week, or I talked to you last week?
I talked to you last week.
I think last night.
No, I don't want to tie to the girl, because that's the only number
he No. He's been hitting up that girl for a while. Oh. She was like, I finally gave him my boyfriend's number. So they have a long history.
No. Last night was the first night, Tess.
Of the bartender?
Yes.
No.
Yes, it was.
Did you hear her say the part where she said, I finally gave him my
yes,
boyfriend's
last
number?
Last night, she finally gave him her phone number.
All right. I wasn't there for any of this.
All right.
He lives in L.A.
Oh.
Trust me. I know. All right. Okay.
All right. Just call him.
Just call Joey.
I don't know. I gotta block my number though.
Star 67.
Oh. Wait, I need someone.
I googled it before the show.
I don't know how to do this because I need to look at the number while I'm dialing it.
The number's right here.
Oh, okay.
Star 67.
Got it.
And then your his number.
Okay. Here's the Star 67.
Jen, have you ever done a prank phone call?
Yeah, maybe when I was like 12 or something.
Here's this.
I am a bartender. I have gotten a lot of marriage proposals by randos.
Oh,
I think that's a good idea.
It's saying his number. I hope it does. What if it's like, hey,
oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. I hope he doesn't have your number in his phone.
Well, he will.
Did he add it in?
He texted me.
I still got his number.
Well, let's see what happens.
Wait, do speaker.
Why isn't it ringing?
Did it stop ringing?
Oh, can you guys hear that?
No.
It's not plugged in.
I'm inside the theater.
Hey, Jason. Can we? What do we have to do to make this work? Sorry.
Hi, you've reached the voicemail.
Okay.
I told you this was not going to happen.
At the tone, please record your message.
There you go.
When just you record. Finish recording,
I know. I have a plan.
Press 1 for more options.
Hi, Joey. It's Jessica. We hung out a couple nights ago. Just want to say I've been really excited. I already told my parents about you, and I have a little something I want to send you that I picked up at the store. I don't know. I think you're going to like it. I just saw it, and it reminded me of you. So, I hope you're excited. I've been thinking about you for a while. Bye, booby.
Bye, booby?
Yeah, that'll creep him out.
Well, we're never going to see the result of that, but give it up for the prank call.
I think that's pretty good.
No, I think so too.
That's pretty good.
You didn't break. That's
no,
exciting.
It's because I didn't have to talk to him. If I had to talk, I would have shit the bed immediately.
Okay. Well, we did that. We need to do a lady problem if we're going to do one.
Okay. We meant to say that at the beginning. Anyway, yeah. I know one of you has a lady problem, I think. We do a part of the show where you give advice to anybody who might want to ask something. So we got one over there. I think we got two. So we'll do two of them.
It's a two. All right.
Here, I'll do you first, and then we'll come over to you. Yeah. I know your name, but I don't know if you want to say it.
It's Lauren.
Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. Hey, Lauren. Say hi, Lauren.
Hi, Lauren.
I feel like Oprah. This is great. I'm standing up.
My running coach, Lauren.
Standing up with the mic.
Hi. Okay, I can hold. All right. You don't have to hold it anymore?
Yeah.
All right, this is kind of a complicated lady problem.
Okay.
So, yeah, seriously, they are. A little backstory. So, my sister-in-law, I love her to death. I've been married to my husband for almost 8 years now, been with him for 12. I love her. I don't like her.
I hate
her boyfriend.
Ooh. Mm.
So, that's the main problem. But the backstory is she is not self-sufficient. She'll be 35 in May, and her parents pay all of her bills. They bought her house.
Whoa.
And like, yeah. And she like, they never see her. And they live literally a mile down the road.
Ooh.
So that's like problem number one. But yeah, don't deal with that one. The boyfriend is the problem.
Okay.
So she's bipolar. He's bipolar. That's not their only issues.
Oh.
They have nobody but each other. So that's like...
So they're codependent too.
Super codependent. Okay. They have like 85 dogs between the two of them, which, cool, love dogs. They're great. But they keep adopting them. So they're like, they've got this family thing stuck together. He lives at her house, doesn't pay rent.
Mm.
But her dad's not allowed over at the house if he's there.
What? This is a word problem.
Yeah.
I know, right? Okay. So wait, who pays for the house?
And he's still not allowed.
Dad.
The parents do.
Yeah.
But he can't, dad can't
but
go
he
over?
Can't go to the house if the boyfriend's there. I'm trying so hard not to say names.
Wait, whose decision is that?
The boyfriend?
The boyfriend.
So the boyfriend doesn't allow the dad to come over?
Right.
Okay.
Because they don't get along. There's been a lot of family drama leading up to it. Like, he doesn't come over to the house at all if the parents are around. And, like, if my husband and I are in town, he rarely comes around. He's a little bit afraid of me. I might have bitched him out one time. He texted me at, like, midnight one night saying, she's not okay, you need to call her parents. And, yeah, they just got in a fight, and he was locked out of the house and, ooh, like, being a total dick. But yeah, they break up every 2 weeks, and it's like, this is it, this is the end, I'm changing the locks. They've actually changed the locks. Mom has parked her car outside of the house and gone home to pretend that she was there. How do we get rid of him?
How long have they been together?
For fucking ever. Since high school test.
Since high school?
Yes!
Fuck!
I know.
Fuck. Well,
I'm sorry to drop this hard one on you.
No, I think this is one of those best way to get over someone is get under someone else situations. I think during the break, you take her out, girls' night, and you introduce, like, you get her to, like, hook up with someone.
She has zero self-confidence. Super overweight.
I was going to recommend, like murder-suicide.
No.
Yeah. I mean, it honestly sounds like the talking needs to happen with the parents more than anything to be like, you're not helping. You need to cut them off.
We've done it.
And what do the parents say?
They're in the process of cutting her off.
Okay. The
so
process
we're
needs
going
to
like
end
one
now.
Bill a month.
Okay.
She has to pay.
She's
for
in her 30s. It should be just be over. It should have been over a decade ago.
I know.
Yeah. But like, they need to cut her off. She needs to learn some response. She's never had a consequence before in her life, so why would she start
now?
Not
a one.
It sounds like they need to do basically an intervention
yeah.
with the boyfriend and just kind of everyone meets and is like, listen up, like we cannot support you anymore. The problem is that she's going to go with him probably. Absolutely. But once she hits bottom, quote unquote.
And that's what they're afraid of. That's why nobody will do anything because we don't want to lose her.
Right.
I mean, I feel like you have to lose her to get her back though. Like, she's never been able to hit any sort of bottom, so why would she know that there's anything worse?
Right.
Like, she's never been told actually no. And until she actually hears no, she won't hear anything else.
Yeah, but, like, what? How do they... Because they have this house now. It's not like if they stop paying the mortgage payment...
Oh, mom and dad have said, like, we want to sell the house. We want to get rid of it.
Oh, sell then
it.
Maybe they should sell it.
Sell it.
And I know.
She should, have to, you know, pay her own rent on an apartment or something.
Old-ass parents shouldn't be working and paying a second mortgage and something else.
Oh, mom's retired this year. Dad's 2 years behind. They're like, hey, you're spending your inheritance now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I understand the situation. I've been in that with when they keep supporting somebody who shouldn't be supported anymore. Mm-hmm. So the problem is that it's like, to get parents to stop doing that is almost impossible in my experience. So
I would maybe take them to some Al-Anon meetings, like understand how that side of everything works. That's kind of like for people that are codependent relationships where like with an addict of some kind, not that they're addicts, but like they're addicts to the money and support they've been given.
Well, there's also, I think, support for people, you know, people who are related, people with bipolar and stuff like that. There is that kind of stuff. So resources around.
Yeah, I mean, I think the only thing you really have within your power is, like, I'm sure you've already done this, though, but, like, being really, like, because they break up a lot, you have these built-in times where you can be, like, on the real, like, I hate him. Like, stop it.
Oh, she knows.
She knows,
For years now. He won't come around if I'm there.
Right.
Is she in therapy?
I'm okay with
any
it.
Kind?
Okay, or? She's, no. Sort of. She goes and sees a therapist like once every couple months, maybe once a month now.
No.
Yeah, I mean, they need to be going together for sure.
Yeah. Well, and like, you can't help somebody that's not willing to help themselves. And I know you need like confidence to some degree to get over that hump, but maybe that's part of like the weaning off of money where it's like, all right, we will pay your mortgage for the next 2 months. You need to go to therapy and show me receipts once a week, or we will cut. Like, they need, like, use the dependence. To force that stuff until fake it until you make it, kind of. Yeah.
That's what I would say too. Like, maybe spend that money to just pay for them to be in full time counseling.
Yeah,
you know, like don't pay for the bail out of jail. Just like
Yeah, because like the ultimate goal is that they become self-sufficient in some way.
Well, this guy needs to go though. No, they.
He's gotta go.
He's
so
gotta
bad.
Go, dude. Like,
but she's. It, he's not gonna go until she realizes that she
has somewhere else.
Yeah, that yeah. she has anything else. Like that's her life. So it's more just like.
And where does he go? He's still out there.
Yeah,
you know.
He'll
yeah.
keep coming back until she realizes that like, she needs something else.
Every time he comes back, she's like, no, he's never coming back. This is it. It's over. I've actually told her mom, like, don't tell me if it's lasted, like, a week.
Yeah.
You can only tell me if it's been more than a month. And she's like, oh, the last one was over a month. I was like, all right, 3 months? I don't know. Yeah.
That fucking sucks.
And I mean, I guess there's, like, small things you can do to help someone kind of become more confident. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
So honestly, this is going to be very self-congratulatory, but tell her to check me out. No, that's what I was going to say. tell her to listen to this episode specifically, if you can. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you can because of the stuff you said.
Probably not.
But I mean, what you told, you already said that you've talked shit to her. I don't know. Anyway, in general, I think that we've gotten a lot of things, not exactly this, but close to this. And right. I think people hearing their reality from someone else helps a lot sometimes. And just hearing confident women being themselves, I think, does help a lot of people sometimes. So something like that, maybe not us, but some other kind of something to like help have her maybe have a little outlet. They don't have anyone else, but maybe if she started feeling like she did in some kind of other media that could help her kind of get out of her shell, maybe get some more, you know, confidence somehow.
The parents just need to know they're not helping.
Tell
they're
her
making things worse.
And they know. They've recently discovered, like, shit, we gotta back off.
Yeah. And, like, it probably hurts, but it will help in the long run. And that's the important thing.
But, yeah, I mean, I think I'm trying to think, like, anything little that you can just doing anything, I think, makes you feel confident. So, like, if there's anything she's at all interested in, like, maybe any activities that you can do with her, like, even if it's like, look, we made a good chocolate cake, or I don't know, like, doing something that to completion.
Can you start a band?
Makes you feel. It makes you feel confident.
Start a band with
her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does she volunteer at a dog shelter, or does she just adopt dogs?
No, they just, I don't know, they just appear.
Just wild Florida dogs.
No, she's in a different state.
Oh, okay. God, man. Maybe volunteering in,
in
some capacity.
Yeah,
not in the animal shelter, but not somewhere else.
No.
Yeah. See, that's really good for your confidence, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, and also give yourself a fucking reality check. Like, there's something also where it's like, oh, fuck. Like, I'm not, you know, I wouldn't want to, like, force her on people that like are having real problems in their life, but like go volunteer at like a soup kitchen or something, go help people and go see like what actual problems look like. Like your parents have bought you a house for 20 fucking years. Like get off your ass and like see outside of your fucking bubble.
Right. Yeah.
People get stuck in their bubble and like that's all they look at and it's bullshit.
Sorry we don't have a better.
No.
I hope this is helpful.
Yeah.
Let's do one more very quickly and then we have to.
Yeah, we have to go super quick with this one.
We've got to go very quickly. Thank you, Lauren. Give up for Lauren, everybody.
Lauren!
Thank you. You don't have to do it. It's up to you.
You don't have to. Okay, no.
Okay.
Never mind.
Okay.
We can talk about it privately. Come talk to us after the show. You guys, sorry this is a little bit quicker than we intended, but.
Yeah, we had some issues.
Yes.
Okay.
Jenny, where can everyone find you? Or, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What's your stage name? Jen. Oh, what's your stage name?
Jenarchy.
My bad. Jenarchy. Where can people find you on the internet?
Yeah, tell us all of your projects, everything people can find you in.
Oh, okay. I got Jenarchy on Bandcamp, No More on Facebook, War on Women. It's all on the internet. Theinternet.com.
Great. Write this down.
/
Yeah, check her out. We saw her play with Warren Women at Warped Tour. She was fucking awesome. And if you guys are at Fest, go see her tonight. And thank you so much for being with us. And thank you guys so much for being here.
Thanks for coming out, Gainesville.
We'll be hanging out for a little bit out there. So if you want to come say hi, come say hi.
Yay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram @ladytoladycomedy.
join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.